This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know all those big online college classes? MOOCs is the technical name, Massive Open Online Courses. And by the way, if you've got a better name, send it along to us. Anyway, the deal is that most schools don't give academic credit for them, which seems kind of lame. And a lawmaker out here in California agrees. He introduced a bill today that would require public colleges and universities in the state to give credit for MOOCs when students can't get into those classes on campus. From the education desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
Budget cuts have taken such a big bite out of California's community colleges and universities that thousands of students are turned away from the classes they need.
No college student should be denied the right to complete their education because they could not get a seat on the course that they needed in order to graduate.
That's Daryl Steinberg, president pro tem of the California State Senate. He introduced a bill today that would let those shut-out students take faculty-approved online courses for credit. That could be really good news for companies like Straighter Line here in Baltimore. It sells low-cost intro courses like the ones students are having trouble getting into.
What it also does is open a much larger marketplace.
Burke Smith is CEO of Straighter Line. He says competition is also good for students and taxpayers.
A larger marketplace will ultimately drive prices down, will, raise quality up, and that's a good thing.
Others looking for a bigger slice of that market are providers of those massive open courses, companies like Udacity and Coursera. Classes on artificial intelligence and gamification have been wildly popular, but few colleges accept them for credit. King Alexander is president of Cal State Long Beach. He's concerned that too few students who sign up for MOOCs actually finish them. Of course, that might change when the stakes are higher.
At the moment, we're very neutral but very optimistic about taking advantage of these technologies.
Faculty also have good reason to be nervous, says Kevin Carey. He's director of education policy at the New America Foundation.
It may mean that people who right now are employed as adjunct professors teaching these basic classes will not have those jobs in the future.
The bill has to pass first. With Democrats controlling the legislature, it's got a good shot. Senator Steinberg said today, if it weren't a little bit controversial, it wouldn't be worth doing. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.